بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Martyrdom has a long history among Muslim clerics. This is the speech of the leader of the Islamic Ummah on January 13, 2020, by Imam Khamenei, in a meeting with the officials of the Martyrs Who Were Clerics Commemoration Congress. Throughout the thousand-year history of Shia's jurisprudence, these personages were outstanding, both the first martyr and the second martyr. We have a third martyr as well, that is Muhammad Taqi Barghani. But the term the third martyr is actually used for several individuals. Martyr Barghani from Qazvin, Martyr Sheikh Nurullah Shushtari in India, and many other martyrs. Later on, there were many other Muslim clerics who were martyred as well. But they were not known as the first, second or third martyrs. For example, Martyr Mudarris and Martyr Sheikh Fazlullah Nuri were prominent Muslim clerics. They were martyrs from among the Muslim clerics. There are other such martyrs as well. In other words, the issue of martyrdom is not a new phenomenon among Muslim clerics, and we have had great martyrs from among the Muslim clerics. The same is true from among Sunni clerics. This is not particular to Shia clerics. There have been Sunni personages, both during and after the war, who were martyred.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Recently, we witnessed the martyrdom of Sheikh al-Islam, who was a very influential, effective martyr in Kurdistan. And there are many other martyrs who were either martyred in Kurdistan or in other areas. Well, these are some of the glories from among the Muslim clerics. We must not look at this issue by making a comparison between martyred scholars and people from other backgrounds. This matter is of secondary or tertiary importance. Rather, we should look at this issue by thinking that in inviting people to the good, Muslim clerics who were martyred were people who entered the field and risked their lives. This is very important. Today, we need to promote the idea among our young clerics and scholars that being a great scholar in religion and a high-ranking religious authority does not mean isolating oneself from the area of jihad. A scholar of religion, a religious authority, and a top teacher in the Islamic seminaries, namely our magnanimous Imam, entered the field of jihad and carried out that great endeavor, which was unmatched throughout the history of Shiism, considering the results that were achieved.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done. Guiding me.